Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, everyone. This is Psychic Jethro. I want to welcome all of you to Psychics Gone Wild. It's Thursday, and I hope you're ready. We have a phenomenal hostess on today with me, but today we're doing a little bit more of cheating with the energy. I hope you like that song, Stand By. It always puts me in such a good movie. It's like Standing Here, the song, but I always tease and call it Stand By. We're going to take just another second here to raise that vibration up a little higher. We've got quite a few in the queue, and we will be giving you a few free mini readings. One of the excellent things that is happening for all of you who's been keeping track is we have grown and grown. We have a new phenomenal person that's going to be on Saturday's new surprise person. Veronica is a very phenomenal tarot reader, just spoke with me, and we worked it out. She's going to be here Saturday at 3 p.m. We have added almost in our close to 2 years a lot of individuals. We will be doing some other changes. So those of you who are keeping track know that Psychics Gone Wild is going to some other areas. If you would love to be a part of it, please get a hold of me at Psychic Jethro, that's PsychicJethro at AOL.com. What we're looking for and what we're doing is we're adding individuals. This show is always where you get a few minutes of a free reading. Remember something, though. You get what you give with the fact that if you do the karma and you go for people to get free, you never get all of your answers. I have worked with a lot of people through the years. I've done this, as you guys know, close to 30 years. One of the excellent things I found out is that not only am I very good and accurate, but if you work with me, I'm able to do it. I cannot always read for everyone. I had to, unfortunately, today let some people know that I was not going to be able to. So if you really want that good reading, set it up. Get on the sites. Go to psychicsgonewild.com and get a site. We're going to give away a few things today. We always do. And that's why we do that. We do that to have fun. We do this because you guys like Psychics Gone Wild and we like you. Today it is our one and only phenomenal person that does reading of totems and energies and everything else together. And that is Jan Bock-Drakey. Jan, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. Thank you. Yeah, doing pretty good today.
I had
and
a feeling
you too.
Oh, I just really went through a little bit of, I got to tell everybody, the really emotional, saddest and oddest energy yesterday. And I know that I wasn't really feeling up to par. And I do laugh that I had someone here tease me that if you looked on Facebook, I've got a Pirates outfit and you'll be seeing my Vance Hellings outfit I'm doing for Halloween. And we're having a party down here, Psychics Gone Wild, and Jethro, Psychic Jethro, me, at my place I work. And so what I'm going to do is if those who come into the office is there, and I say work, but it's where I do my readings at, we'll be able to go on the 30th and get some prizes. We're going to give away free stuff there. We're going to be having fun. If you live in Tampa, Florida, or you live close enough to get in there, go to Cleveland Street, 6:30 p.m. on the 30th. I am working Halloween. So what I love and what I've been doing is I've been trying to get individuals to let me know what they have. I do apologize to any of you because I will send you some fun things, but the excellent thing I want to talk to everybody today about, and I'm just letting them know, we have a couple seats left for Lithmacy, the class of reading the stones with Gary Wimmer and Psychic Jethro, Wednesday the 30th at 2 p.m. These are the things I want you guys to get into. You want to learn this kind of stuff because you got an opportunity. This is the only individual who has a book out, Gary Wimmer, on it. And he will send you a physical hard, well, it's actually soft cover, but it's the actual hard physical book, and you can have it. Not just an e-book or not just a print, but an actual book in your hands that explains to you all about the stones, the 16 parts of them, the different parts of the astrology they work with, how to put out your reading, and to do Lithmacy stone readings for yourself and people you love. So get a hold of me, psychicjethro@aol.com, and let's get you signed up, you guys, because the Gary, this is one of the first classes we're doing. He could do it right in your own home. So you can get a hold of me, and then I will give you a telephone number you can call, or even better, if you're on Skype, that's S-K-Y-P-E, you can go on Skype and watch with a video and be able to watch Gary while he works and see it. You know, and I will be there helping you guys with it. It's a two-hour class. You guys can't beat this. So definitely go on psychicsgonewild.com and say, I want to go to Gary's class. I had a friend write me yesterday and say, you've been giving out bracelets. And by the way, Woody, your ring and bracelet went out today. You had won the ring quite a while back. And unfortunately, we had a lot of change and transfer. So we got that out to you. And we also gave you a bracelet for being just a cool guy and waiting. Jan, we've got a few people that want those readings. We got to do them. Tell everybody, Jan, why do you do readings?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but it's just so much a part of my life now. As a child, I was able to see orbs, and I didn't know what they were, had no idea. And I didn't get into it either. I just knew that I saw them as a little kid and asked my mom what they were, and she said, I don't know what those things are. I don't really think you're seeing them. And it went away when I was around 8 years old, and I didn't think about it until I was 16, and I took a psychic class because I was just interested in this subject, even though I wasn't really involved in it. And all of a sudden, spirits started coming to me, like actual spirits, and it scared me to death because I didn't know how to handle it. I was working with a medium in a class, and I quit the class because I just couldn't deal with it, even though she told me what to do. I just wasn't interested after that. It scared me too much. So I didn't get involved in any of this for many, many years, but it was always still kind of there. I could sense that maybe I had a little bit of intuition here and there. But what really happened is that during my times that I was taking care of my mother while she was ill, and I was at home more and not working as much out of the house, and I had just become ill myself with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, and that really takes you down a notch or two with your energy. I just started becoming a little more in tune with my intuitive side and noticing that I had some intuition, and I know that everybody does. It's not just me. It's everyone. And my mom had it too, and I started to notice it more, and I started to listen to different psychics and read books, and it started becoming really important to me because I liked it. I liked what I could do with it. When I was doing massage, I could sense where people's ailments were. I started getting messages about things. It just started becoming more and more part of my life. And then later on, my mom and my brother both died. And that is when I met you, Jethro Smith, and the amazing Jethro Smith, by the way. And he just was amazing when I met him that one night. And it's funny because right now, this is the time of when my brother passed over. He passed away on the 27th of this month, and it's been kind of a hard week for me, especially yesterday, because yesterday was the last day that I ever talked to him on Earth 2 years ago. But and then I also saw him yesterday too, and it was a real miracle. But anyway, that's another story. But so I started to take class with Jethro Smith and got into his group and watched and learned and talked to all the people that he had in his group, that he has in his group, and started seeing that I had some of the same things that they did or experienced with intuition and psychic ability. Not maybe as much, but a little bit. And so that's what I'm going on. I'm totally into this whole thing, and it's become part of my life now. I'm not at all as good as the masters like Jethro and many of them in our group and Psychics Gone Wild. They're all masters. I'm just a beginner, but I'm enjoying it. And because I have an ailment in my body which prevents me from doing what I used to do, massage and dance, I'm at home a lot, and I'm able to now get involved in this. And so I'm taking this as a new career, a new lifestyle, everything. It's just like a whole new way of life for me. But I still incorporate all my spirituality. I used to go to churches and Christian churches, and I still incorporate all of that. But I'm also opening up to other realms of spiritual teachings too, and which is the Wiccan, and getting involved in ETs and knowing more about all of that, and incorporating all of them together. To me, they're not separate. They're all involved and intertwined with each other, and so I haven't given up anything. I've just added on. So anyway, I don't know if any of this is making sense, but it's just part of what I'm doing now as a lifestyle, and I'm enjoying every minute of it, and I'm learning every day. Mm-hmm. And Jethro's one of my most amazing teachers, and I have several other teachers, but Jethro's my main teacher, and he's the one that's unlocked the door to this whole dimension of new awareness for me through his teaching, and part of that is meditation. And I could just go on forever. Just stop me, because I'll just go on forever, Jethro.
Oh, you're fine, and that's what we want. You know, that's exactly what she was just saying here. And I'll tell you, this is one of the most funnest things that I've got going on to some other stuff too, is that I've had the most strongest and coolest individuals through the years, you know, talking about this kind of things, work with me, and learn. Like and Jan said, this is what's fun about this. This is what you guys are getting and what we're enjoying it. Now I'm gonna today. We're going to do a little bit of casual, and I had someone write me already. They go, "When are you going to do the readings?" You guys, calm it down. Now we do it here. We give you. Do you know that I am working a place where I charge $4.99 a minute, and that's scary. So when you do get a little bit of time with us here, you know, let's be cool. I had someone get uptight about how we do it, and that's why we're taking a little bit of time today instead of just jumping right in there. There's so many shows that give readings, and I know for a fact with my own energy and what I've learned through the years of it is that no matter what you're looking at, you don't want to get yourself all stressed up and all going into another situation where everything's kind of taking another work, and then you turn around and realize that everything else is going into another cycle for you, because this is also what also turns around and goes into a like with it. And they said that you can also take it into you know, another work with it. So I want you guys to just sit back and relax. We've got a lot of you on there. We'll take a few minutes. We will just give you one question. I mean, that's fairly, if you think about it, the person that wrote me was impressed about the fact I've done it so many years. Everyone does it differently. For me, I need you just to say your name and your date of birth to get permission. And what I love about this, if you've read Living in the Psychic Realm, is that's how my teachers taught me and that's how I do it. Doesn't mean it's right or wrong. Every psychic does it different. Today, our wonderful Dean is out having fun and got some things going on, and she'll be back with us next Thursday, for those of you writing. And me and Jan will do it. How it works is I get your name, and then I turn around and get what the guys are telling me. If you have a question, that's fine. Sometimes people say, I do have a question, and I'll just go right to that. But this is the excellent way to try out a psychic and know. I've done this a lot of years. I'm very accurate. I am American True Certified Psychic, and I just love you guys calling in. Definitely, we're going to take a few calls, and we'll do a few minutes with each of you, and then we're going to play one of our people's songs, and we're going to have one on here, the song My Kind. And those of you who know our friend, that's, you know, the friend that we've got there, is that we're going to turn around and go ahead and play that song today. We're going to try to get one of Woody's songs on chemistry, but right now it seems to be playing a little bit of a game with me, and I don't know why. But sometimes the guides will do that, and sometimes it's going into a situation of addling the energy for me. So what I want to make sure and do is that I turn around and get, you know, his song Chemistry played today by him and Keith. We've got one more question here, and this is asking Jan, when you're looking at an energy and someone tells you that their totem is a cat and you feel it's a dog, I have read for 6 years, and it's very frustrating to me. I just walked out of my job in Colorado, and damn them, they can just forget about me. Ooh. And we are sick of everybody. I am sick of everybody who keeps asking me, where do I get this? Could you guys on Psychics Gone Wild help me, a psychic without a job? I've had enough. I'll start because you'd asked with Jan, but I'm going to start. If you're seeing the animal and you actually are seeing the animal, stick with your gut intuition. If the person says, I hate monkeys and you're seeing monkeys with me, it can't be right. It doesn't mean you're wrong. It means that they may be fighting with their totem. If you're seeing a big gorilla and the person is saying, can't be a gorilla, look at me. I'm 3 foot tall. My arms swing down. I touch my knees without bending over. I have big shoulders and I don't look anything like a gorilla. Don't say you do look like a gorilla because you're just setting it up. What it means is that the person is not ready to face that energy. What I love about it, and this is the fun part, is you never do it without the permission. If someone were to come up to me today and I felt that they need the healing, I don't just walk up in the store, grab them, twist their arm behind their back, slap them on the counter, and start healing them with up and down and going, here, you've been saved, because I'd end up in jail. But the second thing is when they come to me and they want a reading, it's the same kind of thing. So you lost your job, and I do understand your frustration. I proudly have never – I've walked away from jobs. I'm very spoiled, as you guys have listened in and learned from me, Psychic Jethro. But I've never, ever, you know, argued with the person. And I've had – you guys listen to me here through it. I've had people say, oh, that couldn't be. I'm never going back in that relationship. I don't know where you got him from or where you picked her up. I told them off, and I'm never going back. Or in the case of I am going back, and they do love me, and you're telling me that they're having an affair, it cannot be, Jethro. You are wrong. He is so loyal to me. He never leaves the office. I have this down for a fact, you know. And when I laughed about this, I will tell you a little secret here, and only for confidential. The person told me that his secretary had told her this, and she knew that he never left because the secretary was with him all of the time he was there. And then when I described the secretary to her, she was really amazed because she just, like you, called it on the radio, and she goes, what? And I said, that's the person he's having the affair with. So sometimes what you hear may not always be the truth of what you're getting. Don't take it out on the psychic. If it didn't agree, and I feel sorry for you that quit, I understand you're asking Jan that. And so, Jan, what would you do in your situation if somebody's just like, Jan, you're seeing a frog and I'm not a frog? What would you do?
Well, now, this has happened to me several times anyway. This is a common thing, too. The thing about the animals is that we can have many, many animals come around us. We get many animals around us anyway, all the time. They're just there. It's almost like having angels, you know. We have a lot of angels around us, and we can call them in, too, and we can call in animals, too. There may be a day where I might have seen or somebody might have seen a cat for that person, and they have a dog totem, and that's fine. They can keep their dog totem. That doesn't change, and it doesn't have to change, but the cat might have just decided to come in for that day or that week or that month or even just for that minute, just at that moment, to come in and say, hey, I'm here, and I'm letting you know that I'm here to give you some help or ideas, or you need my energy right now because you're going through a bad time with your relationship, and I'm here to tell you that, you know, that I'm going to help you with it for today. And you know, I think about that too. I think, oh my God, what if, you know, they call in and they already know their totem. They know that they're a squirrel, and I'm telling them that they're a snake, or I'm telling them that they're a giraffe. What are they going to think of me? Ah, you know, and I do. I know. I'm putting myself on the line here a little bit. But that's just the way it is, too, with psychics in general. We do. We put ourselves out on the line, and we just have to have faith that what's being given to us at the time is as correct as it can possibly be. And we all say prayers before we do our readings. We all ask for the Spirit to bring us the most accurate information possible. And so if we give you something that's not what you're thinking it should be, then just try to have an open mind and say, okay, well, my totem is a dragon, and she's telling me that I'm a cat. Well, that's because right now this psychic is seeing the cat for the moment, and I'm going to open up to that and say, okay, maybe the cat is telling me something for today along with my dragon, and giving me even more information. Just think of it that you're getting two animals instead of one, and you're getting even more information on that situation. And that's the way I look at it, because I know that I've had several people come to me and say, well, my totem is actually not the one you gave me. And I go, oh, my God, and I get all tripped out and thinking, oh, I'm terrible, I can't do this, I'm not doing it right. But then I've been reading lately from some psychics information that someone sent me the other day, that sometimes we just have to have faith of our information that comes through. And sometimes we just, whatever comes through at that very second and moment is what we pick up on. And that's what we go with. We go with that. And if it resonates inside our gut and inside our mind and however we are able to access our information, if it resonates with us, then that's what we go with, and then we share it. And if it doesn't, if you're not liking it, then all we can do is apologize and say, I'm sorry, and that's the best I can do. And I hope that whatever I give you will help you in any possible way. And so just try to take the information from that psychic and try not to judge it too much and just say, wow, that's the information I got from them today, and I'm going to use it as much as I can. And if it's not everything that I want, that's okay. I'll call them back another time, you know, type thing. And so that's what I would say. I'm giving you a book instead of a sentence here.
Yeah, okay. And I know a lot of people are going, what are you guys doing? And we're having fun. This is Psychics Gone Wild. Definitely put in. We've got a couple of you guys that went in psychicsgonewild.com and put in your information. We do reuse those. So if you've put in once, you don't have to worry about again. We will pull the names. I have some individuals who've been with me the 2 years. They're still winning prizes when we pull them out because I use it and I put it back in. What I love and what I love about what we're doing is we turn around and we get everybody going together and we have some fun. I got a surprise. I think we actually have our wonderful Dina just popped in the room, and you guys are going, well, Jethro and Jan are just talking. Well, we're going to do a few psychic readings, so just hold on to your breath and don't get your hair in a wisp. Tuesday night, me and Dina were actually on A1R Radio, for those of you who listened in and did a half an hour. Is this Dina at 207 here?
Yes, how are you?
Good. We have been talking, and we haven't done any work, and you came in and busted us. Well, go to work. Okay.
Now we have to work.
Now, because we got you. No, we're not. We're discussing. We've got a bunch of people in the queue, and we've decided to let everyone know that we will be changing some of the format. We've had a lot of individuals who are not really doing the readings, so we're going to take a few calls today and give them readings. But, you know, Dina, what I was letting them know yesterday and what I've been telling everybody, because we've got all these new people, Veronica's going to be on Saturday. She's a brand-new guest, phenomenal reader. Those of you who've listened into Peg Jones on Tuesdays with me, an angel reader who just rocks the house. You know, what we were training him to do, Dean, it was to understand that if they do even a small reading, they keep us in here. We give away prizes every day. We give away readings, but they've got to take and keep us going. It's like feed the kitty. If you don't give us anything, then we go to the neighbor's house.
Yeah, that's right.
Dina, I know you're doing a special, but let's get a few on the phone now that Dina's here. She's going to make me and Jan go to work, and you guys are going to get to have a phenomenal reading here. We are going real well. 781, how are you today, 781?
Well, hello.
Hey,
hi. This is Bryn calling. How are you doing?
Good. I apologize. And wait, I was long-winded today. You waited the whole 40 minutes. I thought you were going to push the button. Get out of here, Jethro.
It's okay. Okay, my question is, I've had somewhat of an off day today, just feeling not totally with it. I'm in this psychic development class that I enjoy, but I felt real off. And my question is, do you feel I'll do okay in this class? Because I feel I have some talent. I just wanted to know how it'll go for me.
Sure. Dina?
Your name again, I'm sorry?
Oh, Bryn, B-R-Y-N.
Bryn, okay. Yeah, I feel that you will do really well, but you've got some blockages. You're holding yourself back. You've created some blockages within you, like out of fear within you. So if you can remove those blockages, then you will see it flowing. It will take you
What is the fear?
The fear is opening up and really connecting is what it is. You want to, but then there's fear there.
Okay.
So that's what is kind of holding yourself back. So your conscious mind wants to, but your subconscious mind is holding you back. And when you can remove those out in another 2 or 3 weeks, you'll start seeing it flowing a lot easier.
Okay.
So do you notice where the area that you're having a hard time, the difficulty is?
Excuse me, I didn't hear you. What?
Do you know which area you're having a difficulty in or having a hard time with, feeling stuck?
Some of my healing abilities and like seeing things consistently because it comes and goes, you know?
That's why you're just holding yourself back. But once you remove it, that will go. That's what I figured. I sensed that was what you were having.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, Jan, what did you get?
I got the wolf energy, of the wolf spirit, and it says characteristics and behaviors that no longer serve your spiritual purpose are being pulled from your consciousness. Valuable insights, ideas, and new teachings are coming your way. So pay close attention. Did you say you're taking a class, a new class or something?
Yeah, I'm in a psychic development class.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. Yes. And it's important. Uh-huh. I know. I'm right there with you. That's what I've been doing, too. That's what Jethro's basically teaching me. It's all psychic
development. Oh, okay, yeah.
It's important to maintain your self-esteem and integrity and deeply trust in your inner knowing, even when you feel misunderstood or misaligned. What Dina was saying is that to keep your self-esteem and integrity and trust in your inner knowing. You're being
right.
Spiritually and psychically protected at all times, so that's good. And yeah, and I'm sure they're teaching you protections in your class too.
Yeah, we're doing that.
Good. Well, we thank you, Brent, for calling in. Yeah, you're a great guy, and I'm feeling the energy. I can see why you're going to be doing these classes. And I do these, like, here in Tampa or, like, with Jan through the phone and through the Internet with individuals. One of the excellent things I keep hearing from the guide when you were talking and seeing the energy is that you've also developed something else that's coming out of this, and that is a really good rapport with yourself. You're listening to your own body and your own energies, and that's what's making you very much a very not only good candidate for what you're doing, but also strengthening up your abilities for later. You definitely need to contact me, and you could be on here reading with us too, because you have a very strong sense there.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, thank you, Jethro.
Thank you, and thank you for calling. You're welcome. We love all of you guys calling in. And remember, you guys, I'm doing a 50% discount because November is my birthday, and I want a party. We also just celebrated a year at A1R Radio, and me and Dina, we like to celebrate. So let's celebrate. We're going to do the song Chemistry here in a few minutes. I've got them held on, and I've got Keith Evans and Woody Fraser's song all ready to go. I know you guys are like, Jethro, all you're doing is playing today. Well, some days I like to play. 928, you've got an Arizona era code like me. You rock, little 928. What are you doing?
Hi.
Hi, shy one. How are you?
Hi, Jethro. This is Elfina.
Yay! You never call me anymore, and then you call me in the middle of a show and expect me to do... Well, I guess it is my job. Okay. Hey, how have you been? Teasing you. This is Jethro.
Okay.
Good. I know you've got a question. Would you like to ask Gardena a question and then have your totem read here by Jan?
Okay. My question's, like, I'm wondering if my partner is being unfaithful.
And I am looking here, and it looks like someone has grabbed our wonderful Dina, and I know that she... Dina, this is Elfina. Did you hear her question?
Kind of. Well, could you repeat it?
I'm wondering if my... Yes, hello?
Yep. Jethro?
She's asking if her relationship's been unfaithful. Something's blocking you with it, because I can feel the energy. When you go to do it, they're pushing real hard. Ophina's asking if her relationship is being faithful or not to her.
excuse me. I feel like in a sense that it's not, but in more of a sense of like hiding, lying type of stuff I'm feeling. Like it's a thought, and it's feeling guilty. I feel guilt, and I feel that he's feeling guilty, but it's in another sense at the moment is what I'm hearing. Have you caught them before, right?
No.
Because I'm feeling like this person has been caught before at this. Maybe it wasn't you, but it feels like that. What's the name? Can you say the name?
Can I give you his initial?
Yes.
D.
Because I feel like my sense is that he has done this before, and that's where you're feeling this from. And he is, there is somebody he's interested in, but I'm not sure he's gone that way yet. Hello?
I feel that energy, and it's really there strong. And I'm gonna jump in real quick, Jan, only because of what the guides are doing. And I apologize to Ophina. It is definitely another energy happening here that's going into the other cycle. And what it's doing is that the guides are working with you into another situation that's holding this back. And that's what's going on. And they're telling me that it's because of the energy there. So just, I know you said the initials, but I do feel there's something going on here. And we never want to, like, that's what Dina's guides are really fighting the energy to get through. You've got some things that doesn't want you to know yet. And so I'm stronger in energy only because I'm on the phone with you a little closer. Dina's very, very gifted, and I want to make sure that we go ahead and continue to make sure that we're getting the work done here. But give me the energy. You asked the question, I feel it, but I need just you to say your date of birth for me, and then I will pick up the energy from the relationship, because I do feel there's something going on you need to know.
Okay. December 8, 1987.
The guides are telling me real strong here with you that there is other work happening. And they said that you, as you were going through some of the work and some of the things that were going on, it looks like some other stuff has happened. Now, you've had some other problems in this relationship with this person. They keep showing me that there's something going on a little odd.
It's more like for a while, like communication issues, like just financially, it wasn't like working and things. And I got to the point where I was sort of frustrated, and I did get back with my ex. Well, not with him, but I hung out with him. And now I'm thinking to myself, like, is it the reason that I think he's cheating is because, you know, like I'm guilty of it, or, you know.
Okay, and that's what, see, that's what I, and that's what we had to get to. Your guides are doing this for a reason to, you know, they're telling me that that's a lot of the other energy that you're going through, and that's what's causing you this karmic too. And see, that really affects it, because you went through the relationship and you have some things going, and that's what Dina was getting there with, you know, she was getting the back and forth and the energies. Your guides are teaching you something is what I feel. And it's sometimes in karma they will do the energy. I do feel that this person is contemplating it or working with it, and your intuition's telling you something. Because every time, it's really wild, Dina's on the phone today instead of, you know, like we do it through Skype, but you can feel the energy. It's so strong, but it's like I can hear her phone crackling and your energy crackling with it, because your guys are, like, not wanting you to get it. Can you can hear what I'm saying, right?
Yes.
Okay, and I apologize, because it's when Dina comes in with a healer sometimes she made a promise and a contract with her guides to only heal and help. So she's psychic, but her work is a little different than me. I deliberately stayed just a psychic. I do heal now, and I do it from other techniques, but I've never did that vow. When I first did the vow, I actually did it with the Bible, the Holy Bible, and I did it with a person sitting down, and we made the promise and the vow that I would use my intent and my abilities to only delightment and read with people that I could help. And if I couldn't, I would thank them and say no. So what I'm hearing, and I'm supposed to let you know with the guys, that's why Dina got cut off and the guys are doing that, and I apologize, but they're telling me that you and him need to work with some things. There's something else going on with him that you guys have went through some stuff going on too. You know, and they said that you going through the other work and the other things too. Okay, your angels are saying that you also are going to be able to strengthen up and handle this. And I feel like he's got something going on there that's turning into that, and that's what the guides are trying to get you ready for. Is that helping you? I sound really the psychic who's a little psycho, and I'm trying not to. You know I love you dearly, and you've called in before, and I help you. It's just today they're really being hard, and it's because we've got the veil open. I mean, we've got all of these people on the other side, and then your guides are trying to work with you to say, catch him now before he does start having that. That's what they're warning you. That's why you're feeling it.
Okay, so it's kind of like right now he's, like, contemplating it, like he's thinking of cheating or something, or...
That's what I feel. Dina, I know you've been quiet the whole time. Is that what you're picking up?
Well, yeah, that's what I originally said. I said he's contemplating it, and he's feeling guilty about contemplating it, and that there's some deceit going on there, and that's what I was picking up earlier. So, yes, I'm agreeing with you, Jethro, that she needs to catch it now or nip it in the bud now, so that, because you need to talk it out. So you need to communicate it and really just sit down and have a really heart-to-heart discussion of what's going on is what I'm hearing. And this will change the situation.
Yeah, and now we can hear her. Isn't that wild? I get to be the blabber lips. Dina has all this intensity, and her angels are so strong. There's been times she's like tried to fry my hair over here, and I'm like, Dina, I'm in Florida. I have enough sun. So we thank you. And Jan, you know, put in your part here. What are you sensing?
Okay. Well, it was kind of neat because I could just let it all go and let you guys talk, and then stuff started to come to me. This is going to sound weird, but this is what came through. I just saw a fire, and I saw a big pumpkin in the fire, and it felt like to me the fire has been lit, and you need to get the pumpkin out of the fire, meaning he's the pumpkin, and he's lit the fire. He's But get them out of that. Get them out of that fire as soon as you can. But the animal that came in for you was the unicorn. And the unicorn was flying through the air just like with utmost of wondrousness. And that looks like you to me. And so that I guess what it means is that maybe you need to get some artistic things going on for yourself too, to put your mind into that, and to you'll notice more signs and visitations from the nature spirits and elemental kingdom, such as fairies and sprites and things like that. Let go of your worries and responsibilities for just a little while so that you can also have some fun while you're going through this thing with him. So maybe the unicorn is coming in to just give you some playful energy so that you can deal with this a little bit of fire that's going on and give you some lightness so that you don't have to freak out too much, and to help you do what you need to do with this situation is how I'm looking, is how I'm perceiving it.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Sure.
Oh my goodness. And I love this, you guys that are coming in, going into another situation here that we're all doing, and that is, Afina, have you put in for all the prizes and stuff? You always have been one of our fans for a long time. We're giving away jewelry from Ladies of Rango, those of you who look on her site there, and a bunch of good stuff.
Okay, like, what do I sign up for it or something? Or?
Yeah, sign in on psychicsgonewell.com and then just put in with it. Now, and I, in fairness, everybody goes, what is Jethro doing? What I'm doing, I never sell your emails. Come on, people, give me a break. I'm a very good, respectable person. What I know somebody writes that, I'm like, get out of here, you're grounded. What I would do is I would send you periodically, like, we're having a literacy class with Gary. I also send you guys, because Blog Talk doesn't have our site up right, a lot of times you guys can't find it. I had some people say they follow, and now they're getting too many emails from Blog Talk. So what we've done is we've put together, and when we have a new reader, or like on Tuesdays when Peggy's here, or, you know, now with Jan, Jan's one of our new people, I send you periodically that email so you know when we're on so you can listen in, or, you know, also, you know, put in with some of the things that we're doing.
Okay.
So. Okay, so we love you dearly. Bless you for calling in, and I've got them there going, he took the whole show. I did not. I just talked about the first 20 minutes. Dina caught me, and I got busted, so there, la, la, la. Okay, we've got 3, 7, 12, oh, my God, we got 15 people. 15 of you love us, and we're going to go ahead and take a couple of those. 985, you're on live on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you for having me on. What a great show. What energy. It's so good. It's so positive.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm trying not to blabber my lips, but I can feel the energy. And I saw Jan and me were like, whoa. And then Dina got on, and I want to play. And sometimes they want us always to work, you know?
Right, right. No, it's fun to play. It's fun. Fun. Yeah. Today, you know what my theme is today? Today my theme is happy. And happy for no reason. Just be happy. Happy. So, man, I picked the right show this afternoon. Thank you so much for allowing me to come in on the program.
Excellent. And your name and your question.
My name is Miranda, and I just wanted a general kind of insight reading. I don't really have anything specific, but I just feel like I've been getting a lot of messages psychically. And I need a little clarity, and maybe I can gain some clarity today. So.
I'm sorry, your name?
My name is Miranda.
Miranda?
Yes.
Huh. Well, the messages you're getting, I feel like some of them are just, you're going through some changes right now in your life?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, because that's what I feel like. I feel like these messages that's coming in for you is kind of giving you guidance or prompting you to go through these changes. And is your grandmother passed on your mother's side?
Oh, yes. Both grandmothers have passed, yes.
Yeah, because that's the one that's coming through talking to you.
Okay.
And she's always there and around you and giving you, kind of prodding you. She's one of the ones that's prodding you right now and giving you messages. But.
Right.
There's one change that you need to make. she's saying there's one change you need to make for sure that you've been contemplating, but it feels good. So you should. It's one that you know that you should do. That's what she's saying.
Okay.
Do you know which one this is?
Yes.
Yeah, because she's telling you to go for it and don't worry because it will work out for your best interest, and that you will, it won't only just work out for your best interest, but it's going to advance you forward in your next phase of life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and she tried to get through to you, like, I don't know if you noticed, if you've been able to see, feel, talk, or whatever, that just the presence around.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's what she keeps trying to get through to you. So you can talk to her. You can talk to her and ask for more clearer guidance in some way, some form.
Okay, wow. Okay. Anything else? Anybody Jen? Else in that realm coming through?
Oh, sure. I got the bluebird for you, and it talks about this is a very rare and precious moment, so open up all your senses and simply enjoy this time. If you're involved and bogged down with everyday events, it's time to relax and take some time to spend in a large open space such as a meadow and do some walking and meditation there. You're coming into your own in many different ways, so welcome this milestone with a relaxed sense of confidence and happiness.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I also feel like my psychic abilities have really, really surged over the past 2 years. They've really become very, very strong.
Yeah, for sure. That's what it is. You're being guided to go down that path, and you need to use that. I feel like you're going to be using them, and really just open up and listen. That's what your grandmother's trying to say, open up and listen, because you will be using that more and more. And it's going to serve you a little bit later on down the road.
Yeah. I know that, yes. And it seems like I don't know why I'm making so many connections with people who live in India. Is there a reason? Who are these people in India that have made connections with me? I mean, this is halfway around the world.
Yeah, that comes from a past life and stuff, and past life stuff that you're having to clear up, some karmic stuff, and there's a real connection there. So follow that, and that's where you'll probably open up the most, is within that.
Yes. It's opening up my creativity, telepathy, which is, you know, getting in touch with other people's emotions so far away, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
It's very powerful, powerful thing. I almost feel like one of the individuals that I'm in touch with over there was somebody I seriously knew from the past, almost as if it was a husband, son, father. I feel very connected to this person. Very, very connected. Yeah,
definitely. It definitely was from a past life connection. And you've been in three lives together with that one person.
With that one person. Yeah. Very, very strong. Yes. And I think it's going to continue for a while, too. I sense it's going to continue. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've always learned great things from this person.
Wow. Yes, he's opened up my creativity a lot. Yes,
yeah.
He's inspiring, yeah, and spirituality, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, did we have a past life in India at some point, or can you see that, or is that...
With this person?
Yeah.
Are you asking with this person, yes. Yes, you did have one in India, but you've had... two in India, so one with this person and one at another time.
At another time. Long time ago. I pick up a long time ago.
Yes. Long time.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, because I'm European descent, so I wonder, you know, but I do feel this very strong connection with this one person and feel like there was a lifetime with this person. It feels that
yeah.
way. Yeah. So, and,
yeah.
Yeah, it's powerful. I'm thinking about it now while I'm connecting with you. You know, it's amazing how psychics, when you connect with other psychic sensitive people, it opens up the third eye even more, and you get
yeah.
some information. It's like, wow, it widens the band. Like, it's almost like a broadband of information that comes through the third eye.
Yeah,
so,
for sure. That's for sure when several like-minded people, psychics get together, it does really open you wide.
Yeah, and it's like all that.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah, I think they should spend more time with each other. I don't mean all the time, but I think a good deal of time, because I think they learn from each other a lot. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
thank
well,
you
Well, good
so
luck
much.
With your path. You're welcome. Good luck with your path. It's a good one.
Okay, thanks a bunch. Thank you
Thank
so
you.
Much. I love this show. Thank you
we
so much.
We love you, and you got,
Thank
we've
you.
Got 9 minutes, Jan. We're going to turn around and whip out another person here with both ladies, and real quick, we're going through all the numbers, and everybody who says Jethro talks too much, I got to pick. Oh, my gosh, I got it. That one went bye-bye. I'm sorry. I picked you, and you screamed and ran. I picked another one, and it's 305. You're on live, 305.
Hey, Jethro. Hi, this is Mary.
Hey, Mary. It's good to talk to you. I'm so glad you called in.
Yay. I actually want, I just want Jan.
You will have her. Okay.
Is this Mary Lachlan?
Yes, it is.
Hi.
I love your story, Jan.
Oh,
I love
thank
your story.
You. Oh, thanks so much, Mary. I love you.
So what do you have for me? Aw. What do you
well,
read for me?
Well, let's see here. Let's see if they're... It takes a few seconds here. The dolphin just keeps running. I can see the dolphin again, but, you know,
I know.
Could be that I know that you, I've given you the dolphin a few times, and I just keep seeing it. But actually now, oh, boy, I'm seeing the, I see the dolphin, but I also see the, you know, oh, what our friend, the dragonfly, too.
No way.
So, yeah, I do. So, I just dropped my phone.
Well, that's cool.
Let me just read what the... It's kind of interesting. I wasn't even thinking of the dragonfly in any way at all. And
wow.
And there it
yeah.
was. So, that isn't that amazing?
That is.
And the dragonfly for... For Mary and for a lot of us who are in the CE room, the channeling Eric room, know that the dragonfly is one of Eric's totems. That's what he uses when he comes through for a
yep.
lot of us. And not for me, though. I've never seen the dragonfly with Eric, not once. And as a matter of fact, I never see dragonflies outside. So it's not my animal. It's not. But... it is for Mary, and Mary does an incredible blog. She writes a beautiful, beautiful blog, and
aww, thanks.
Yeah, and it with the dragonfly in there and, as the teacher. And
yes.
anyway, it says, be on the lookout for any falsehoods, deceit, or illusions that are clouding a current situation or relationship. It says, you're being entirely too rational about everything and really need to go tap in your deeper emotions, whatever they may be. This is a time when the magic and mystery of life is reawakening for you. And it's important now to recharge your psychic energy, which you can do by regularly meditating. And more than simply a change, you're going through a major transformation, so enjoy the process.
Cool.
That's, yeah. That's the dragonfly, and gosh, I wish I could just tell everybody all about you, because you're so amazing, Mary. She's a school teacher, and she writes this beautiful, amazing blog and helps so many of us in our group that we belong to.
Excellent.
It's another group that isn't the CE group, but I just wanted to run by the dolphin, because I've seen the dolphin for Mary a few times, and it never lets up, and it still came through today. But
yeah, I saw them yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I saw them yesterday
yeah.
when I was writing.
Oh, you did? Excellent.
I did. Awesome. I saw them yesterday when I was writing. So, but the dragonfly came first. So.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it just says, take a few minutes today to meditate while playing one of your favorite pieces of music. And let's see, try dolphin breathing by taking 3 slow, deep breaths, each time exhaling with an audible poof sound. Then observe how you feel. but you have a dolphin. I think your dolphin is a power animal, and you're a master communicator, mainly because you're able to listen at several different levels simultaneously. You're sensitive and keenly aware of people's feelings, even those that others would prefer to keep hidden. You live very much in the present. You're a guardian of many people's souls, assignments that you protect and clean their spiritual awareness, and also you're compassionate with a lot of empathy. People seek you out for advice and counsel. You're highly intuitive, psychic, and even telepathic with people and animals, and I know that to be so very true. So
I just got tingled.
Oh, good.
Okay, go on.
And it says you rarely take things too seriously, turning everything into a game, sometimes very playful and flirtatious in a very innocent way. So that's so cool. And you are such a lovely person in that way, and you always keep everybody in the room and all of us very lighthearted and happy, it seems. And so
I just love you.
The dolphin is well, it's true, and I do think the dolphin is very much a power animal for you. So,
That makes sense.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, I love
cool,
you.
We like you.
Oh, and Jethro, thank you for the necklace.
Oh, hey, you got it in the mail. I'm so happy.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so glad, you know. And it's ironic. You live close to me, and it took longer to get to you than it did across this whole country.
Yes, it did. Well, that's because it's another country down here. Miami.
Florida, you know, they just have their own rules, and we spank them, and they still come back to argue. They just like
that's
little
right.
I'm glad you got the necklace, and keep putting in, because, you know, we will pull your name again. We've got some CDs by Gaetano Vivo from Italy. We've got books by Gary Wimmer, Jethro Smith. We've got some other individual things that we will be giving out. Ladies of Wrangle's got some more jewelry. Wasn't that beautiful jewelry? She's got some more sets like that, and then we're giving out bracelets, and Christmas is coming. We always go crazy. And right now I have a friend who's working with me on some health products and some other things that we're going to be giving people samples to try out. And then the always famous product that we always have, you guys, is the readings. We'll be giving out some individual readings for everybody. So, you know, go in. Reverend Jay just gave out 3 channeling sessions yesterday with Amy, and he gave out 3 of them. So you guys keep coming in, and thank you, Mary. You rock, and we're down to the last minute. I want to play 38 seconds of this song. They wrote it, and they said, this is for Dina and Jan. You'll know what it means when you hear it. Should we try it? It's only 38 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got to try it. We'll see what this is. And this is it's really ironic because I cheated, and I looked it up, and it says My Kind is what it comes up.
She knows how to play. She's my kind of woman. She knows the right things to say. She's my kind of woman, and I'm a part of her plan. She's my kind of woman, says I'm her kind of man. I don't need no.
Well, that was beautiful. And we know that voice. That was our Gary Wimmer off of Mondays. And the person that sent it to me is a friend in Seattle who found that. Thank you. That was very nice. Our kind of woman. You guys, please stay his kind of woman and keep giving the great advice and psychic work you do. Go on psychicsgunwald.com. Say you've seen us. Check out what we're going to be doing, because we're trying to get Jan and Dina both on TV. The latest you'll hear about it here coming next month. Take care. Blessings to all of you. Talk to you guys. Tomorrow it's Jethro and Patty Negri. And you guys know what happens on Fridays. We go completely magically wild. So come on in. We're going to be early. It's not a late night show because Halloween's here and I don't get scared. So we're going to be doing it in the afternoons like we did today. So check in. And, you know, it looks like there's been a little delay at maybe 4 p.m. Thank all of you guys and let us get through this Halloween.